the question that the Aderes, Avraham David Rabinovitz Tumim, eventually became one of Gdeli Yerushalayim about 120 years ago, came from Litta. He asked Rabbi Saul Salanter the following question. The Din of Rosh Hashanah, we understand that the Din of Rosh Hashanah takes place sometimes during the day, of Rosh Hashanah. But from the Gemara, it seems to be a hechruch that the din takes place at night, right at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah says, Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. And the Gemara asks that there's a fifth Rosh Hashanah, brings a brisa, that says, Tez Zayin Nisin is Rosh Hashanah La'aymer. Tez Zayin Nisin is the beginning of the time that after the Akrava Sa'aymer, that the new Tvua is Mutter, the Beis HaMikdash, and the new Tvua is Mutter in general, and that's also Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is, Arba Rosh Hashanah Meim, Chamish Rosh Hashanah Meim, is the Rosh Hashanah of the Aymer, which is Matir, the new Tvua. So the Gemara answers that we're only counting those Rosh Hashanahs, the Chayli Me'urta Kachashiv, the Loi Chayli Me'urta Loi Kachashiv. The Rosh Hashanahs that begin at Shkia, night, at nightfall, Tzitzit Kachavim, those are the Rosh Hashanahs that are counted in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. This is not Chal by night, because you can't bring the Omer by night, you can only bring it by day. So something that starts by day, Loi Kachashiv, it's not counted there in the Mishnah of the Arba Rosh Hashanah name. So it comes out, the Mishnah does say that Echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanin. The Gemara says, Mai L'Shanin L'Din. The Mishnah does count the Din of Rosh Hashanah in the Minyan. So it seems to be clear from the Gemara that the Din of Rosh Hashanah starts at night. The Chayle Me'urta Kachashin, the Lai Chayle Me'urta Lai Kachashin. So it seems that the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah begins at night. And it's a very strange thing that we don't seem to be garis that at all. Our whole hanhaga of Yom HaDin, of the tefillos of Yom HaDin, Ovel of Mechel Kibnei Marayin, is something we understand that takes place by day. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about if the din is during Mosif or during Shachris, the person is davening b'yechidus, should be careful to do it in this man that the tzibur is doing it, so it should be the din with the tzibur. Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that the din is by day. And yet, from the Gemara, there seems to be a hechruch that the din is by night. I would add a second hechruch that it's by night. From the Agada to Gemara, and Brachis, it's Chesam and Beis. There's the Meister there with Chosid Echad, who slept in the Beis HaKfaris on the night of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara doesn't say it was Rosh Hashanah by night, but from the Maisa, all the Mepharshim understand it was Rosh Hashanah. The Chassid Echad, Shekmitas Yishtai, and to fight with his wife, it's almost amusing, the only place his wife wasn't going to chase him was into the cemetery. So he slept in the Beis HaKfaris at night, and the Gemara says he heard the Ruchais there talking about what's going on in the Din in Shamayim. There it was by night. It was by night, and they're talking about a din in Shemayim by night. So that Gemara is also mashma that the din takes place at night. On the other hand, another Chazal says, "Ein bez shamala nitnasan l'din, ella imkain kichu bez shamata." That the bez shamala is not nitnas l'din, unless the bez shamata says l'kodesh b'kodesh. And we know that Rosh Hashanah by night, the night of Rosh Hashanah, there's no, they didn't know yet if it would be Rosh Hashanah. They had to wait till the next day to see if they didn't come. So it had to be by day. So they're serious, it was by day, it was by night. Where it was when it took place. There are no piyutim tonight's davening, there are no piyutim, because Elazar HaKalia wrote the piyutim. Elazar HaKalir lived when they were Mekadosh Al-Piriyah, And therefore, he didn't write any piyutim for Rosh Hashanah night. Yom Kippur night we have, because they already knew it was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah night, nobody knew it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. So, it needs a biur. When is the din? Is the din by night? The din is by day. They are mashmois in one way, and mashmois in the other day, the other way. The Adaris writes that when he asked this question to Yisrael Salanter, apparently he caught him on the run. He was a young bacher, and Yisrael Salanter was already older. And he asked him this question, so he told him, "Lamaila ain mechusas man." Upstairs, nothing is mechusas man. Nothing is tied to time, which doesn't seem to answer the question. He himself was matmiya on what he could have meant. Lamaila ain I mechusas man. I'd like to take an old yesod and try to be masbir this confusion. Maybe it's very soft to men, maybe it's not, I don't know. But this confusion, to take an old cloud that we have from other Makairis and plug it in here, and maybe have a good Havana, not only on this Kasha, but a good Havana on the Avaida of Yom Kippur. And the Vayda Rosh Hashanah. The Pashtus of the Din of Rosh Hashanah is that it's a very technical day. We have this Kabbalah that there's a Kafmos Naim, that there are scales, and all the mitzvahs get put on one side, all the Averis get put on the other side, Surin maybe get put on the same side as mitzvahs, however it works in heaven. But it's basically an accounting session. It's a session of cheshbon, or making cheshbonos. How does a person make a cheshbon? He has to tally up the records. The Toshanai and Dalit, the records end at nightfall tonight. Shkia, Tzeisek Nechavim. So Hasidim get an extra 72 minutes to do mitzvahs for this coming year, for this past year. The old Shkia, what?
They started late
last. They started late also, yeah, okay. But whatever this man is in Shemayim, we know in Shemayim they go by Shkia. Whatever the din is in Shemayim, there's this man. This man is over. So Lahavdol, let's say there's an election, and the polls close at 9 p.m. So at 9 p.m. you don't know the results, because they have to collect all the information. They have to collect everything to know what the exact vote is. It takes a day, it takes 2 days, it takes 2 hours, however long it takes. If you would have a perfect system, you can know everything instantly. So really, if the polls close at 9 o'clock, at 9:01, whoever won already. Just a matter of putting the votes on one side, the votes on the other side. So it takes time. It takes time to add things up. Shemayim, like the polls close at nightfall, whatever nightfall is. Shemayim, they don't have to wait for the voter, for the workers to go to the polling places and bring in the cheshbainis. The Ribbono Shel Olam can make his cheshbin a second after Shkia. He already knows the totals. The totals on this side, the totals on the other side. It seems to be a very technical affair. And of course the din is done by night. Like, well, what's the difference? The day, by night, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. What are we talking about? We're talking about a kafmos night. And you have to look at the Lashon HaGemara. Is it Ruban Zechuya, is your tzaddik, Ruban the other way, then a person's a Rasha, and otherwise he's a Beinani, he's in between. The technical cheshbonos in Shemayim should be instantly, should be at Shkia. What's going to change from Shkia to Tavos HaShachar? There's nothing to change. The cheshbon is done. In the Drosha Saran, the Ran says the Yisoid, it's Yisoid really for learning Tanakh, for learning Nevi'im Rishayim. The Ran has the Yisoid, Drush Yod Aleph, that the way it worked, because Yisrael Yashma Ad Masam, Klal Yisrael was in its place, is that in the Mishpatim of Klal Yisrael, there were two types of Mishpatim. One was the Mishpat, what he calls the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. The Mishpat HaSanhedrin is by the book. the big Sanhedrin, they have small Sanhedrin, they have but they deen him. It's a by the book din. There are rules, there are halachas. Of course, they're chakiris and drishas, they're trying to figure out who's lying, who's telling the truth. But the psag din in the Sanhedrin, in the Bez din, is by the book. You take out the Shulchan Aruch and you see what the din is. You figure out what the halach is. There's no accommodation made for a heart, for somebody who has a difficulty. There's no accommodation made for extenuating circumstances. If you go to Bez din and somebody stole, so the psak is he has to pay back. And if they are Eidim, then he has to pay kefil. The guy has to pay kefil. Is there any difference in Bez din if the person who stole was a woman that didn't have bread to feed her children? She stole bread to feed her children. Or if it was a rich man who lahachis, he hates his grocer, he went in and he took food. In the Mishpat HaSanhedrin, there's no difference. What's the difference? You stole, you're Eidim, you pay kefil. You're no Eidim, you don't pay kefil, you have to pay back. There's no Malkis because it's a Lavendit Klasei of Hashava. The Mishpat HaSanhedrin is by the book. It's a technical, accurate Mishpat. Then there's the Mishpat HaMelech. If you learn Nach, even if you never learned Nach, you know the stories that David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech sat in Din. They sat and they Mishpat. They judged. The two women were fighting over a baby, so they came to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was the Melech. He sat and judged. The Gemara says at the beginning of Brachis that David HaMelech said that all the other kings are sleeping late. And I'm Yodai is Lelas, the Dam Shvir Vishilya, busy paskening halachas. David sat in Mishpat. You learn Navi Avshalom, when Avshalom wanted to rebel against David, what's the best way to get people to be angry? You go right outside the Bezdin. Shalom sat outside the Bezdin. Whoever came out of his father's Bezdin, Chayiv, he said to him, oh, if you would have come to me, I would have said Yozaka. So it means David sat in Mishpat. Shalom said he's going to, if he's king, he'll sit in Mishpat. What's a Mishpat HaMelech? So the Ram says that the Mishpat HaMelech is a different Mishpat. Not by the book. The Melech takes into account all the circumstances. You come to the Melech and a woman stole bread to feed her children, it's not the same din as a Rosh who stole to cause someone else pain. No, it's a different Mishpat. We find in Navi that the Mishpat comes to David of a rich man who had many flocks of sheep, and he had a neighbor, a poor man, who had one sheep. Plus it says one sheep, he didn't own a barn, the sheep slept with him in the house. That was his whole parnasa, one sheep. And the rich man had guests, and he was chos, he was too cheap to shecht his own calf. He went, he stole his neighbor's calf and shechted it to serve to his guests. So he asked David HaMelech, what's the din? So David said, Ben Moves HaIsho, he's Chayim Misa for stealing a sheep. The Mishpat HaMelech takes into account circumstances. L'chumra l'kula, we find a different ma'isa where somebody, a brother, killed his brother, and the mother of the two sons came and said, this is my only child. And whatever reason she found favor in the eyes of David, David said not to kill the Ritzayah. There's a Mishpat HaMelech. When do you get into the Mishpat? How do you get into the Mishpat HaMelech? Right, you have to learn the Ram. But in Klal Yisrael, there's a Mishpat HaSanhedrin, a technical by-the-book Mishpat. And there's a separate Mishpat that's a Mishpat HaMelech, a Mishpat where the king can take into account other things as well. He can take into account circumstances, he can take into account that a person is has been a good citizen, has been done kindness to the Melech all along. It's all something that he can take into account. So I mentioned this last year, a few years ago, to explain the Beis Yosef. It's a beautiful explanation of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that by Melech Oye Tzedoko Mishpat, you all know we changed to Melech HaMishpat, and that's Yosef Meitzchuh. which is bechlal strange. We generally don't change things in the middle brachas. The shinuyim are all in the beginning and the end, more or less. But we see, we do change. Melech Ha'etzokh Mishpat and Melech Ha'mishpat. The Beis Yosef says it's ma'akis. Beis Yosef holds you have to repeat Shemayna Esrei. And it's hard to understand. First of all, the Chazal added, they usually added, they didn't take away. So here, Melech Ha'etzokh Mishpat, they took out the two middle words. They made Melech Ha'mishpat. It seems, first of all, to be a strange type of change. And it's strange that the Beis Yosef considers it such a chosh of a change. But the side is the side of the Ran. When it comes Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Ha'Nayrayim, we're looking to have the Mishpat HaMelech, not to have the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. We don't want the Malei Pacha to stand in the scale and put everything on the scale, all of our actions, all of our Shemayna Esres, all the things we did. We say it all day. Al tamei ben mishpat imanu, lo yitzak lefanecha kol chai. We say Hashem, al tamei ben mishpat imanu. The words without the Ran, they don't make sense. Al tamei ben mishpat imanu. It's the Yom Adin. What's al tamei ben mishpat? So we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam that we don't want the din dika mishpat. We don't want the mishpat asanhedrin. We want the mishpat amelech. We want that the king should look at us as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, as a Klal Yisrael and Golus. Hashbosh should look at us and take into account all the circumstances. With the Chavivus of Banim Ahumim. So you change Melech Oyeh Tzedakah Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat, it's a gigantic change. Melech Oyeh Tzedakah Mishpat means HaKadosh Baruch Hu might switch din, which Mishpat? Melech Oyeh Tzedakah Mishpat is the Mishpat. The Sanhedrin, the Shiva Shiftei, the Barishai. We don't want that. We want HaMelech HaMishpat. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the one who judges us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the one that judges us with the Mishpat HaMelech. I realize in davening and Yom Ha'Nayrayim that this idea fits beautifully. We say Be'ein Melech Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. Let me say what I'm telling you. Be'ein Melech Yosher Mul, what does that mean? In heaven there's a din. Be'ein Melech Yosher, there's no Melech Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. There's no Melech Yosher to defend us. So what are you going to do? So we say, Tagid Le Yaakov, Devarchayko Mishpat. B'Tzadkenu B'Mishpat. Doesn't make sense. Hashem, if there's no Melech Yosher, Tzadkenu B'Mishpat. What does it mean? If we're losing, let us win. So we say, Be'ein Melech Yosher Mul Magid Pesha. Tagid le Yaakov, d'chayko mishpat, v'tzakeinu b'mishpat, ha-melech ha-mishpat. You say ha-melech ha-mishpat, I think it says in the Mazir, ein la-hafsik. It goes straight into the piyut. It's ha-melech ha-mishpat, the beginning of a piyut. You look in the Mazir, it says ein la-hafsik, between saying that and saying ha-melech ha-mishpat. Because that's what we're doing by day. The day of Rosh Hashanah is a day that we look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu, should look at us as the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak. Zechar Bris Avraham Akedas Yitzchak. If you understand, like the Posh Pshat and the Gemara, that it's a day of scales in heaven, so what in the world are you saying Zechar Bris Avraham Akedas Yitzchak? Doesn't make sense. What does it got to do with Rosh Hashanah, with the Din? But if we understand this idea, the idea of HaMelech HaMishpat, then it's a different Havana. The whole day is a day of working to have a Havana of Bonim Ahuvim to Rabbi Yishalayim. Of In Kibonim and Kavonim, a day that we have a Shaisis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. And we're looking to create a sense of Yedidus, Kaviyachol to Rabbi Yishalayim. So it's true, the day begins by Shkia. Hashkia is an automatic tally of everything that took place in the previous year. It doesn't take the Rabbeinu Shalom a whole lot of time, kiviyachol, to do the accounting. It's not over. It's not over. The next day we stand up, and the Gemara says, "Navei Dazar and the Sholei Shais Rishaydes." Of a day, Hakadosh Baruch was Oymen the Kisei Din, Yeshiva Kisei Rachamim, and that's the whole idea in Din. Of this day, A tshuva is also a good thing. Tshuva also erases aveiros. But it's not what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. So we do aseres mei tshuva. We're busy trying to do tshuva. But the main avoida is this avoida, to develop a closeness to the Rabbi Yishalayim. How do you develop a closeness? You develop a closeness by giving. By giving, kaviyachol, what the Rabbi Yishalayim wants you to give. By giving, a person develops a chavivus, a yedidus, a iskarvus. I always hear drushes at this time of the year, and the familiar line is always that, every year we come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say we'll do good, then we'll do good, and we go back. If Yom Kippur, we go back to the old, so why are we doing it again? This is you all heard this line. Every year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we do it again. So I have to tell you, I don't understand it. I don't understand. What are you talking about? Every year we do it and we go back to the old and we're the same we were. I grew up in this yeshiva. Rav Palm taught us that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, every year you make kabbalas, you make small kabbalas, and that's the goal. So I don't understand. They get up and they say it's the same. Every year we do it and go, it's the same as it was. I don't remember it being the same. I don't remember it being the same. I started being Mavisedra one year. We made a Kabbalah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rav Palm said make a small Kabbalah. And since then, I'm out of Seder every year. It's not the same. I started eating Rav Malka, washing Rav Malka one year. I figured you have to make a Kabbalah. I started washing Rav Malka. I didn't wash Rav Malka till then. I didn't even wash Shal Shudas. There were times I was Yaitza with cake and potato chips. It's Yaitza. So one year I made a Kabbalah. It's a small Kabbalah. It's not a big Kabbalah. It wasn't not a gigantic Kabbalah. I could go through it. A dozen kabbalas say my machrayim. I said, boy, I don't wash my machrayim. So I brought it to the table. I touched the water. I actually wash my machrayim. I don't know. It's funny because I remember being such a yetzahara and not to get up and go to the sink and wash. Now that I'm doing it for years, I don't understand why I had a hard time with it. Must be it's important. Yetzahara shdozer. But when they start washing my machrayim, one year Yom Neirah, I was a kabbal. All my kabbalas are believed that. I was a kabbal. It's wash my machrayim. Wash my machrayim. One year, a couple of years ago, I was makabel with a bli neder to try to be every morning asar rishayim in shul. Try to be asar rishayim, so I come to shul. I try. I figure the people that come to the learning don't count. I can't come that early. But if the asar rishayim come for davening, I try to be. I try to be. We have a Dr. Steyer davens by us. So the day after I mentioned it, he showed me a zayar that says you should be the Rishon, be the first. So he is very often the first. So the next day, I was there the first. But I told him, he doesn't have to worry, I can't keep it up. You know, for the 8 o'clock minion, you can be the first. You come 8:05, you're one of the Asar Rishon. For the 6 o'clock minion, you have to come very early to be from the Asar Rishon, which is the way the system works. But my point is, I don't know what they're talking about. Every year we go, we're the same. It's true, I have the same aveiros to do tshuva on. It's not the same. It's not the same. Every year you make some sort of kabbalah. They don't all last. Some last, some don't last. But how do people say, every year Rosh Hashanah Kippur comes, it's the same again and again? Isn't it the same again and again? Everything is always the same. I hope not. I mean, it depends. If you want to be the kabbalah to be the God of Adar, then it's all the same. Not coming to Makabal the Gobel Adar, it's not the same. You have to know what to be Makabal, it has to be sensible.
People don't make Kabbalah.
People don't make Kabbalah, so then they're not. I don't know, his scarvus to the Rabbi Yishalayim is that. The way Rav Palm used to say was that sometimes you have someone, a rich man, he lends someone money. The other person's poor, and he doesn't have money to pay back. He doesn't pay back, so he's a rich man. He doesn't need the money, but it stops you a little bit. So if the poor man comes and he tells the rich man, look, I borrowed a lot of money. I don't have money. What could I do? I'll give you $2 every month. So the rich man, $2 a month, he borrowed $10,000. He has to live a very long time, to pay it off. But you look at him differently. you know, he's scratching to scratch together $2 to pay you. You look at him favorably. He feels bad. He can't pay you back. Look at this Moshe. Look how sad it come out every year, right? Every year you said that. So you make a small kabbalah. You tell Rabbi Shalom, I can't be makabel to be the gadol hador. So I'll give you $2 a month. You know, I'll do something. I'll do some sort of kabbalah. It's not doable. People can't do it. And not every year does it stick. Not every kabbalah sticks all the way through. But there are kabbalahs to make. I remember I started wearing woolen tzitzis 1 year. I forgot why I wanted the kabbalah to make tzitzis. And since then I wear woolen tzitzis. It's hard to wear. Well, it's not hard to wear. If it's your kabbalah for the year, you make two kabbalahs, three kabbalahs. It's not. If it's a kabbalah, it's not hard to do. 1 year, that's what I decided I would do. Certain areas, tzitzis is a kapara. Most of the things that I've done over the last 30 years, that whatever little bit I changed, it mostly comes from Kabbalah, Rishonim, and Kippur. The Gemara says that Kol HaShofer is Ksherim, Chutz Mishal Shofer. Every Shofer is Kosher, except it's Chutz Mishal Parah. Except for a para. Why not a para? There are actually three reasons there. One of the reasons is because Ein Kateger Nasus Anegra. The Egel is a para. And since the Cheta Egel was a para, so we don't use the horn of a para. Ein Kateger Nasus Anegra. Another Gemara on Yom Kippur, a similar Gemara. This is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur. Ein Kayagogo Lichnis Lefnagel Lefnim Bibig Dezav. Why not? Well, it's the same reason. Ain can take it, Nasus and Eger. Zav, the Eger was made out of gold. Ain can take it, Nasus and Eger. So we don't have a Shaifer Shel Eger, Shel Para. We don't have Zav. There's a Mashah and Zroan, actually. Yes, Akasha is the Mishnah Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. It talks about when they brought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. They brought the Bikurim, so they made a very festive, joyful parade out of it. The farmer brings, after all his work, his first fruits. It says there in the Mishnah, Shoyer Hoylech Lufneyem, the Karnav Mitzupim Zav. Part of the parade, they had a shar walking in front of the procession, and its horns were adorned with gold. It means they took necklaces or a bracelet, they put it, they adorned the. So the Shah says, what's going on here? Strange thing. Put a shar, right? You're going to Beis HaMikdash. You're going with the Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. You say to Rabbi Nishal Olam that I'm bringing to you my Bikurim, give bracha to Klal Yisrael. So you're going with a shar and with Zav, and you're putting the Zav on the Shofer, right? Kind of, it's on the Shofer, you're putting the Zav. It's like the strangest. The incompatibility of the two sugyas. You have a sugya, no shar, no shayfer shal shar, no zav, and here you have, you go to shayfer, and zav, and like, you stick it to him, you know, you put the zav on the shayfer, and that's how you go. So the mashah is matmiya on the inconsistency of the two sugyas. That's how you go to Rabbi Nishwana. I saw in a sefer, the beautiful, beautiful Bior in the Chilik. He says there's a difference between Misha Ba Levakesh and Misha Ba Litein. There's a difference between someone who walks in to make a request and someone who walks in to give. If you're walking in to ask for something, you don't remind the other person that you once offended him. You go to Israel, you say, yeah, I'm the fellow who gave you a flat when you were parked in my driveway, remember me? And I need a favor. You don't say that. Abolavakesh, Abolitein, someone who's coming to give, to make amends, but cares. You say, I'm the fellow who did something wrong. And now, I want to make amends, I want to give. There's a difference in a bowl of vakesh and a bowl of itin. There's a tremendous difference in the attitude, in the schus a person has. Chazal talk about how the Bikurim show the Ava of a person to Rabbi Yisrael. To imagine the first fruits of a farmer works the whole year. A farmer doesn't get a paycheck every week. A farmer doesn't get a paycheck every month. He doesn't even get it a month or two late like in the yeshivas. He has to wait all year. He has to spend money to plant and to plow and to fertilize. He has to wait at the end to get, and he takes his first thing, he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash his first. It's a big nesina. It's a nesina that brings bracha. When you're showing Ava, you don't have to be afraid to mention your mistakes. It's the difference between a bol vakesh and a bol ite. There's no question that we're primarily mevakshin, the Yom HaMeirim. But we have the ability to be a bol ite. To give, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't need our gifts. But in whatever way it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we should come closer to Him. We should come closer to Him. The coming closer is with specific things. A person who talks in the veld about caring about somebody and never does anything to show it is not going to have an Abba with the person. You can sing all of the beautiful love songs all day. It doesn't show love until you do something, until you show something. A person who's very wealthy could show in lavish ways. A person who's poor has to show in ways that are more simple. That's our goal. Our goal is to come in to the Rabbi Nishol and the Yom HaDin and to have a kesha, to have a shaychus, to be zaycha, to be mamlech Hashem, to have the mishpat hamelach, to have the melach mishpat, to have yedidus kaviyachol. How do you do this with someone? You give something. But that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to be a giving person, kaviyachol, to the Rabbi Nishol. You're giving yourself, but you're giving it rechnius. That's what it's about. The Kuzari. Remember the Kuzari, Naimer Gimel, he talks about the Yavim Leiron. He talks about how a person looks forward to Yavim Leiron for an opportunity to clean himself. It's like a person who works hard, he's all fashvitz, he's filthy, and he can't wait. The Yavim Leiron coming, he can take a shower. And spiritually, he can take a shower, he can clean himself. He talks about how a person has to look forward to it. He starts with every day. He says, davening? That is the high point of the day. What is the high point of the day? What's the high point of the day? You're out doing all kinds of things. Most people are out working with their animals, doing all kinds of things in non-spiritual environment. So you look forward. You come to the davening. You take a breath of fresh air. You have a moment of ruchnius. A little work. You run out to daven mincha. You have a moment of ruchnius. He says, the whole week, looks forward to the Shabbos. All week you're busy with everything. Come to Shabbos. A moment of ruchnius. And then the third step is, the whole year, you wait for Yom Ne'erayim. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. You see, if you look at it that way, then your lead time from today till tomorrow is a lead time to think. You know, it's your wife's your anniversary. I don't know why you call it the wife's anniversary. And I have the old thing that only men have to buy things for women on anniversary. Why doesn't it work the other way? Anyway, it's your wife's anniversary, who incidentally is yours. So you have to go and buy her a gift. So you go into the store and you're shopping for a gift. You look like you're not rich, you can't afford the most fanciest thing, so you're looking for something. So tomorrow's the end. Look for something. I know a lot of you can't find what to be mekabel. It's very hard to find what to be mekabel. It's the big things that are probably not going to stick. Little things. Something to be mekabel. And sure, I tried, the last 10 years, I tried to make suggestions for people to be mekabel. And I give usually a choice of a few kabbalists. And how people react to it, I don't know. I imagine there's at least some people who make some of the Kabbalists, and right, that's part of my drasha. So one year, it was a year that there was a Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, I suggested that people be Mekayim. It's easy. It says in Shulchan Aruch when you bench, at Berachas Hamazon, you should cover the knife. Why do we cover the knife? Chazal had this chashad that when you say for the Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, somebody might feel so much tzar over the Churban that he'll hurt himself with the knife. So we cover the knife. I don't think any, I've never heard yet Hatzalah had a call for someone in such circumstances, but it remains that we should think about the Churban. We cover the knife, we think about Eretz Yisrael. See, in my list of Kabbalists, I mentioned covering a knife by benching. So right after the drasha, a fellow came over to me. He's not a big person to take any of the Kabbalists, I say. You know, he waits for the stories and the jokes. So he came over to me, he said, Rabbi, finally, you have a Kabbalah I could do. I'll cover the knife this year. That's what he says to me, you know, in a sort of a cynical way. You know, finally, that's not like, I'll cover the knife this year. That's what he tells me. All right, look. Take what you get, you know. The rabbi business. But I turned the tables on him a year later. A year later, I came in. And I said that this person said that he's going to be recovered to cover the knife for the year. So I looked at the fellow, and I said to him, did you do it? Did you do it for the year? You covered the knife for the year. He didn't. I didn't call out his name. He wouldn't come back again. But I looked him square in the eyes. I said, did you do it? He didn't do it. If he had done it for a year, just covered the knife every time he benched, he would have felt so good. And he's mekabel something. He did something. It's not Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the same person. The next year he would have been ready to do something more. He would have been ready to do something more meaningful. Some people, it's just, you know, Rosh Hashanah, you got to get it over with and finish. It's a nice ending to the story, because the third Rosh Hashanah, the third Shabbos Shuvah, a year later he came over to me and he told me that this year he did cover the knife by all his benches. But there's never a couple or anything else, I don't know. But at least on the good side of the scale, they'll have a knife. You know, it's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Be that as it may, we have to think about things. We have to think about the different opportunities we have. The old rule we have is that we don't look to take the hardest things. We don't look, our avodah is not to start with what's hardest for us. Our avodah is to start with what comes to us more easily. Something challenging, but that comes to us in a more easy way. Whatever in the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah be met. We have to look in the area where we can do. The Palm used to say, and it's printed in the Sefer, that people come back as a Gilgul to be misakin something. But how do you know what you're supposed to be misakin? You don't come with instructions. I don't know if I'm a Gilgul. You know if you're a Gilgul. I'm not even comfortable with the thought of being a Gilgul. It's like to be me. But some of us, for a Gilgul, what is it we're supposed to do? Like God didn't tell us why we have to be misakin. So Rav Palm said that God does tell you. It gives you a nature, a tendency towards that type of, some people have a tendency towards davening, towards learning, towards chesed. Different people have different nature towards different things. Every person gets a nature towards the thing he needs, towards the thing that he needs to be misakin. What is it exactly? There's an avodah involved. You have to figure it out. You have to work on it. But it's not true that it doesn't come. It comes. The Sefer, he writes a lashon, v'hi achizasei ve'etzachayim. That thing that you need that's closer to you, he achizasei ve'etzachayim. That's his way to grab on to the etzachayim, the etzachayim, the eternal life of the neshama in Gan Eden. Of course, that's pushing that way. We work on everything. We work on things that are hard for us too. But the avoda is to find something, some hinder in our avoda, some beauty that we can do. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing. It's something that we can do to show ourselves just the hinder of being somebody who works on himself. Works on himself. One year I was mekabel to have kavana hamazish kinasa letzion. Well, the story then about Rabbi Yashiv and Amazish Nasr Tzion. There's three words in Shemayin Asrei. Amazish Nasr Tzion, Tav Kavana. Believe me, I have a hard time with Kavana. By Moedim, I usually wake up. Maybe it's the motion, I don't know. So I figured, touch before Ma'idim, you know, Ma'ish Vafra Tziyayin maybe is doable too. I don't say I do it every day, but most of the time I think. Now at that rate, I'm not going to have Kavanah in the whole Shemoneh Esrei for many years. But, you know, that's the Avaida. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have somebody who's trying to work on himself. We're calling from the depths of a Golos. We're weak people, we're not strong people. We don't feel that we're, even in our own group, that we're the best. But still, we're working on it. To be makabel, believe me, that everything, but to be makabel properly, it's an avaida. It's a serious piece of avaida. And it's something that we have to do if you want to go anywhere. If you want to go someplace, it's nice to sit there and hear somebody say, how Roshana to Roshana, nothing changes. To sit there smug, you know, like, what are you talking about? Nothing changed. Things change. I assume that the Rabbi Yisrael was happy with it. Last Friday, I mentioned to you that the question of making bakashas in Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned to you the fact there's no clear place to be mevakish personally for things. And that Shlomo Zalman writes that if you l'ratzi nimrefi by Yisrael Shalom, a person can insert his personal bakashas. But he said a lashon that he tells his tamidim to be memayit. I just want to add a nekuda to it because Sunday I spoke in Pesach. Matisyahu Solomon, who's on Gesund, spoke, and he spoke about this, and he said the following. Very strong lashon. I couldn't find it. Someone could find the lashon. I looked in Matisyahu's sefer. I couldn't find that he brings it. He said that ideally a person should only think about Malchus Shemayim Rosh Hashanah. But we all know we think about ourselves as well. We think about ourselves. Mi'ani mi'ayasha. We think about ourselves. He said a person who goes to Rosh Hashanah without making any bakashas for himself and his mishpacha, his karevim, is a reitzayach. He's pretending to be so from, he doesn't think about himself. So he was saying, that a person should make bakashas in his davening. Therefore, I wanted just to add this from what I told you last week. It was not said to be mamayit. What? So now we're very confused. I think that probably should make the bakashas. Make him sensibly, and all the years in Avinu Malkeinu, Shlach Refuah Shleimah L'Chayilei Amecha, I say Befrat, and I say names of people that I know. The opportunity is in the davening to ask about Kashas. And I'm mentioning this because he was Teveya that people should make Kashas. That was his message. Now we're not in the Darga to have such a Hefer Shana, we don't make personal Kashas. I'm adding it as a correction, really, to what I said last week. To a person should bakashas at least in a limited fashion. And again, I beg you, you should make rufnis tikkun bakashas, that the coming year should be a year of hatzlach and avodas Hashem. I hope we'll all have a meaningful Yom Ne'iran, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and we'll be able to turn it into something that's a ladder. It's a stepping stool, something that helps us become better people. Work on the things we do. It's Hashem. We should all be zeichet to see the tzivah and a good convention.